cardiologist, neurologist, gastroenterologist, ophthalmologist, and urologist. As your parent ages, there's a very good chance that they have seen most, if not all, of these physicians. How can you help your parent manage through all these doctors and benefit most from seeing them? We're going to discuss that topic on day 7 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging parent.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. Welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. This show is sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. Day 7 of the 30-day preparation plan is the next step in preparing a plan to become a caregiver. Keep in mind, as we go throughout this process, that our primary goal for family caregiving, regardless of the circumstances, is to provide a loved one with a comfortable, caring environment in which to grow old. Your parents may find it strange if you ask to go with them on a doctor's visit. I mean, they've handled this on their own this far. Why do they need you now? But there will be a point that you tagging along on one of these or all these doctor visits may prove to be very beneficial in many ways. Think back to when you saw a doctor. Depending on your situation, whether it was for something that suddenly occurred like an accident or illness, there are a lot of things going on during that visit. Questions asked of you, tests given, potential diagnosis shared, instructions provided. It could be overwhelming. You may have had some questions prepared, thought of some during your visit, or come up with some after the visit, and you try to call the doctor's office back, and, you know, good luck with that. Now, picture seeing a few different doctors for different issues, some preventative, some routine, some acute, and some other chronic issues. It's not so easy to keep track of everything. Having someone with you will help. On the couple of occasions my wife went with me to the doctor, she asked a few questions I didn't even think of at the time. She also reminded me of some of the things the doctor said at a later time that I either forgot or I didn't even hear. Here are a few tips that can help your parents on their next doctor's visit, especially if you join them. If they're not ready to have you join them, at least make sure they're prepared with the following. Write down your questions. Come up with the most important ones and make sure your parents or you ask them in the limited time they have with the doctor. Write down details about what you're going to see them about. When did it start? When does it get worse? Things you're doing when it occurs, times during the day, or after any specific meals. Take a medication record with you. Make sure it includes vitamins and supplements. If you do not have a record, bring all your medications and vitamins with you. As far as your role, being as respectful as possible, keeping the communication open, trying to encourage your parents to have someone go with them is really an important accomplishment. They may not be comfortable with it at first, but at the very least, offer to go with them. Maybe just drive them, wait for them in the waiting room, and then baby steps. Maybe then ask to speak to the nurse with their permission or even the doctor if they'll allow it. During the doctor's visit, it's always good to keep working on a good relationship with the provider. Being honest with them, asking good questions, answering questions, trying their recommendations, and letting them know your comfort level, your fears, and any concerns they have will help your doctor help the patient. So what are some of the questions we should be asking the doctor? I pulled some examples from a blog called Today's Caregiver at caregiver.com. The link is in the show notes on our website, www.raisingrents.com. Here's some questions. What exactly is wrong with my parent? Can you suggest any resources where I might find out everything there is to know about my parent's condition? Is this condition treatable? What can I expect, or how will the condition progress? What can I do right now as far as caring for my parent? Do I need any special equipment? Will he or she have to be on medication? Can you best care for my parent, or should we seek the help of a specialist? Is this condition hereditary? And finally, is the treatment covered under my parent's insurance? By the way, in case your parent cannot get out very easily, there is a trend that has come back from the early days, and that's a physician making a house call. More and more doctors can be found that are considered house call doctors or visiting physicians. You can do a search online for them. There's also a website that you can go to learn more about this specific organization, the Visiting Physicians Association, at visitingphysicians.com. There's also another trend that I want to share with you that is also growing, and that is going to a geriatrician. Geriatrics, as you can imagine, is a very fast-growing medical field. A geriatrician specializes in caring for older adults who may have serious or multiple health conditions. As doctors, they go through the same training as internists and family medicine physicians, but they also undergo additional training that equips them to assess, diagnose, and treat problems that are specific to the older population. They may be better equipped to knowing how the aging adult reacts to illnesses just from their experiences, or they may be in a better position to address falls and the challenges that go with polypharmacy. It might be a challenge to convince your parent to go see a geriatrician. They're going to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with my regular doctor. Or they're going to roll their eyes and say, yeah, like I need to go to another doctor. Though they may be right about their regular doctor, the advantages of going to a geriatrician may be worth trying. For example, a geriatrician will coordinate the care across all the doctors and can be the one-stop shop for many of your parents' issues. They will also have access to many valuable resources that are specific to an aging adult, and they may have a better bedside manner because of their sensitivity from working with older population. Going to a geriatrician is certainly worth a consideration. There's a good article that you may want to read to learn more about the geriatrician. It's called When Do You Need a Geriatrician? By Rich O'Boyle. He's the Elder Care Online founder and community coordinator, and I do have the link to his article in the show notes. Some of the things he talks about that may be indicators as to why you may want to go to a geriatrician are, for example, your parent is suffering from considerable impairment and or they're coping with multiple diseases, disabilities, and cognitively they're declining, or their medication management is getting more and more difficult to deal with, or the family caregivers are feeling an increasing strain and stress in their roles. Some final thoughts on your parents seeing doctors. Keep in mind, sometimes they will not be as forthcoming about falls they've had or their fear of falling. The doctor, regardless whether it's their regular doctor or a geriatrician, can be very helpful in talking about fall prevention techniques and making them aware of these risks. They will also talk about polypharmacy and the risks of not managing their medication properly, some of the side effects to look out for. They will also talk about their vision and hearing and screen them on a routine basis. And they'll also talk about proper nutrition to minimize bone loss, which will cause falls, and what to do about that, such as getting the right amounts of calcium and vitamin D. Doctors will also pick up on any ambulation issues that they observe, and they can recommend assistive devices such as a walker or a cane. So as you can see, routine visits to the doctor will help any coordination of efforts across all providers by dealing with one primary doctor, like a geriatrician. And doing that is going to ultimately help your parent, and it'll help you as a caregiver. So that's day 7. Join us for day 8 as we talk about eyesight and our aging parents. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. This was episode 16. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. We would love to hear from you. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.